Republicans are now in charge of the House of Representatives, and they wasted no time in turning their attention to the southern border.
Yeah, the House Judiciary Committee held its first hearing yesterday. Republicans on the committee sought to portray President Biden's border policies as a threat to communities all over the country, while Democrats accused the GOP of fear-mongering and spreading misinformation.
NPR's Joel Rose was listening. Joel, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What stood out to you?
Well, the hearing was billed as the Biden border crisis part one, so likely this is the first of many.
Part two, part three, sure.
You got it. The chairman of the committee, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, is using his new platform to focus on the border and to make the case that the Biden administration's policies are to blame for the record number of migrant apprehensions of the past few years.
These numbers make clear that the Biden administration does not have operational control of the border. Month after month after month, we have set records for migrants coming into the country. And frankly, I think it's intentional.
The Biden administration insists the border is secure, and immigration authorities have arrested and expelled millions of migrants over the past few years. And Biden has kept in place some of the key border policies of former President Trump, even recently expanding the use of pandemic restrictions known as Title 42, much to the frustration of many Democrats.
Yeah, and I suppose we should note the number that Jordan is referring to is a record number of migrant apprehensions, which means people are being stopped on their way into the not open border. So given the strangeness of some of these allegations, is there anything different about the Republican case now that they have the majority?
As the majority, they have more control of the agenda. And yesterday, Republicans tried to link the situation at the border with the rising number of deaths from the synthetic opioid fentanyl. We should note that fentanyl overdose deaths have been rising for years, well before President Biden took office. And the committee yesterday called a witness named Brandon Dunn, whose 15-year-old son died of fentanyl poisoning last year. Dunn and his wife co-founded a nonprofit group to spread awareness about fentanyl poisoning. And here's some of what he said.
Any amount smuggled in a backpack or a fanny pack or even in somebody's pocket can be enough to kill thousands of people.
Committee members of both parties offered their condolences to Mr. Dunn, but they differed sharply in their reactions to his testimony.
So there's this long-running fentanyl problem that was addressed by Republicans. How did Democrats respond?
Democrats accused Republicans of using this fentanyl crisis to fearmonger against migrants, many of whom are vulnerable people and families seeking protection in the U.S. Here's Mary Gay Scanlon, a Democratic representative from Pennsylvania.
By falsely suggesting that migrant families seeking asylum are the source of the fentanyl epidemic, we can't even start to craft policy measures that could actually address either of these issues.
Democrats note that, yes, there is a fentanyl crisis in the U.S., and yes, a huge amount of the drug is smuggled into the country from Mexico. But as Democrats also pointed out, the vast majority of fentanyl seizures happen at official ports of entry. There is a much smaller fraction of fentanyl that's seized by Border Patrol agents between the ports, and virtually none is seized from migrants who are turning themselves in to seek asylum.
And NPR's Joel Rose, thanks so much.
You bet.
This afternoon, all things considered, President Biden gives his State of the Union speech next week, and a new House Speaker will be visible seated just behind his shoulder. Hear the story of Biden's relationship with Kevin McCarthy on your smartphone or computer, or just listen to NPR on the radio.